Good evening. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study. I'm Johnny Coffey, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. I'm really awful with these introductions, so forgive me. Tonight, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Okay, tonight I want to talk tonight about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The reason that, well, one of the many reasons is because I'm hoping to start a series next week. If everything works out, I'm not going to tell you until next week. But I'm hoping to start a series, and I didn't feel comfortable starting it tonight because I have a migraine. And also because I have a burden for, I have a lot of people, there's a lot of people on social media, and you know, you talk to family and things, and a lot of people believe that they're misunderstood about the gospel, okay? There's some things, interesting things, serious things that need to be said about the gospel. If you preach a false gospel, you have a curse on you, and if you believe, if you don't believe in the true gospel, then you're not saved. And here's the thing. We have people that want to add to the gospel. You can't add to the gospel. In other words, and we're going to get into that tonight. We're going to get into some of that tonight. Look in, chapter 15 and verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren," this is the Apostle Paul, "I declare unto you the gospel." That's what we're going to talk about tonight. "Which I have preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved." Okay? "If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." Okay? What is the first thing? "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." The first part of the gospel is Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Okay? Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And verse 4, "and that he was buried." You have to believe Jesus Christ died and he's buried. What's the significance of him being buried? Well, you don't bury somebody that doesn't die. Or at least you're not supposed to. Okay? And if you do bury somebody that's not dead, eventually they're going to die. Okay? But the point is, in that statement, is that Jesus Christ really did die on the cross. He didn't swoon, he didn't faint, and then was revived. He was buried. "And that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Notice that twice it says according to the scriptures. You know why we know that Jesus Christ did what he did and he is who he is and he said what he said? Was because we read the Bible. There are other documents documenting Jesus Christ's life. You can read different historical accounts from other cultures, other nations that talk about this event. Okay? But we get it from the Bible. The Bible is God's holy word. The thing about the gospel is, and this is the thing that bothers me the most, it says, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins." Jesus Christ. Your faith is in Jesus Christ. If you're saved today, it's because you have faith in Jesus Christ. And it can be any Jesus Christ, okay? You can't believe in the wrong Jesus Christ. You have to believe. Your faith has to be in the faith. Your faith has to be in the Jesus Christ of the Bible, okay? You can't believe in Jesus Christ and evolution. Evolution is a false religion taught to explain away God creating the universe, okay? If you don't believe Jesus Christ created the universe, you're not believing in the right Jesus Christ, okay? You can't believe in evolution and believe in Jesus Christ. You can't believe in karma and believe in Jesus Christ. Karma and a lot of people don't know what karma is. Karma is a religious belief that comes from Hinduism. Okay, that's a separate religion. You cannot believe, that's what repentance is, repentance unto faith. Changing your mind about not putting your faith in things other than Christ. You have to change your mind about those things. You have to put your faith in Christ. Okay? Karma is a false religious belief from Hinduism. And it teaches that if a person is bad, then when they die, they'll be reincarnated as a bug. And as if they're a good bug, they'll be reincarnated as a squirrel. And if they're a good squirrel, they'll be reincarnated as a monkey. And if they're a good monkey, then you understand that that doesn't make any sense. So why would anybody believe in karma? Okay? But people do. People believe those things. Because mainly they don't think those things out. It's a spiritual blindness. Only a spiritual blindness would make you believe in that. You have to believe in the Jesus Christ of the scriptures. You cannot believe in a hippie, peace, love, and harmony Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will give you peace and he will give you harmony. Okay? But he won't do that by tiptoeing through the tulips, and he won't get that from him sitting around singing Kumbaya. Okay? This Jesus Christ was brutally murdered. He laid himself on a cross and died to bring peace with God and ourselves. Okay? You have to believe that Christ died, the real Jesus Christ of the Bible. Now, one thing it doesn't mean the Bible very clearly teaches that we have to come to Christ with childlike faith. Okay? A child does not have to understand all the doctrine of salvation in order to trust Christ. But you gotta understand something. When you tell a child to trust Christ as their personal savior, and God works in that person, that child's life, that child is believing. That child's not sitting around analyzing whether he created the universe. The child believes it. The child already believes those things. The child believes this is the Jesus of the Bible and I'm believing him. Okay? They don't have to understand all those things. But when you talk to an adult and you realize that that person is not putting their faith in the Jesus, or they're saying, oh yeah, I trust Jesus, and they're trusting in a thousand other things. They're not trusting in Jesus. Your faith has to be wholly in Christ alone, by faith alone. By grace alone. Okay? You can't add astrology and karma and witchcraft and good works and praying long prayers and all these things and baptism. You cannot add those things to Jesus Christ for salvation. It's all Christ or it's no Christ. Look in verse 3, it says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Our gospel is based on the Word of God. You believe in the right Christ. You believe in the Christ of the Bible. And that presupposes that you believe the Bible. Okay? Your faith is in Christ of the Bible. Okay? I have a hard time believing that someone trusted Jesus Christ and then they don't believe that God created the world in 6 days. I have a hard time believing that someone believes. I'm not saying that you can't be misunderstood. I know people that got saved, and then once they got in their Bible and they started studying, they found out that astrology was not true, and they had to change their mind about that. That's not what I'm saying. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is your faith has got to be in Christ. Your faith, God can deal with all the issues that you have. Okay? All right? But you cannot doubt the Word of God. There's no way you can doubt the Word of God and trust in Christ. You just can't do it. You cannot trust in the Christ of the Bible, the Christ that created the universe, the Christ that saved you from your sins, and doubt the Word of God, doubt that He walks on water. You're going to trust the Christ that can keep you out of hell. You're going to trust the Christ that can keep you out of hell, and you think that He can keep you from burning in hell for all eternity, but you don't believe He can walk on water. And you don't believe He can create man. And you don't believe He can't create the universe in 6 days. But you believe that He's going to keep you out of hell for all eternity. You see how that doesn't make sense? Either you have faith or you don't have faith. Okay? That's the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no other gospel, okay? There is no other Jesus Christ. There is no other way to get to heaven than by trusting Christ and what He did on the cross for your salvation. So, if you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, I beg you, if the Lord Jesus Christ, if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you today, trust Christ as your Savior. Don't think because you grew up in church, because you went to church your whole life, or because you went to the altar crying, or you said a prayer when you were a little kid. I'm telling you, no one is born of God except through the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is dealing with you tonight about being saved, trust Him. Trust Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross for your life. Okay? Do not pass it up. We don't know what this next year is bringing. If the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with you tonight about your eternal salvation, put your faith in Him. Ask Christ to save you from your sins. Ask Him to save you from hell. And He'll do it. He wants to do it. Good night. God bless everybody.